Well, welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up in the next couple days, the Chicago Sinfonietta is presenting a new show called BYOB. No, it's not Symphony and a Bottle of Wine from Home. BYOB stands for Bring Your Own Beat. It's work that features the percussion, which in my eyes is mostly overlooked when it comes to the symphony. Those woodwinds get all the attention in the front. And the kicker is that the Chicago Sinfonietta wants you to bring your own drum, anything to bang on. The shows are this Saturday night at Wentz Hall in Naperville, and then on Monday night downtown at Symphony Center. One of the performers is here with me in studio. Alcides Rodriguez is with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, and he'll be performing with the piece Maracas Concerto, in which he features his world-renowned maracas. Alcides, welcome to The Download.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. How often do you get to Chicago?
Not so often, you know. I went to school here, and I graduated from Northwestern back in 2003. And I actually haven't been back to Evanston since I graduated,
wow.
So I might just give it a visit this week.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'm excited to be back here.
Let me ask you, you know, I said it in the intro right there that I feel like the percussions sometimes are left behind when you think of the symphony. You think of the violins or maybe you think of the clarinets or even the cellos. But the percussions, they sort of are always in the back, literally.
Yeah.
Talk about the relationship between percussive instruments and the symphony.
Yeah. Well, you know, the percussion, I think, is a very important section of the symphony because they add, they keep the orchestra together, you know, by keeping the rhythm, you know, going. But more than rhythm, I think percussion adds a lot of colors, you know, into the orchestral spectrum. And obviously, the better the orchestra, the less you should feel the percussion.
Yeah.
Because, you know, their job is to blend in.
Right.
And just sometimes, you know, like if we hear something very special and we hear like a bass drum going in the bottom, you know, we hear these nice, low sounds that's mixing with the basses and the cellos. But we don't know that the bass drum is playing, but, you know, that is present there. Sometimes, you know, if you use a triangle, you know, playing with the violins or the snare drums, and all the instruments add like a nice color to what's going on in the orchestra. So what you hear is the result of all the sounds blended.
What's a usual percussion or percussive instrument that would be featured in a symphony?
Let's say the kettle drum or the timpanis, you know, come back from the classical period. But, you know, besides the timpanis, you know, we have the snare drums, we have the triangle, we have the xylophones, you know, which is part of the string, the keyboard instruments. So those are the most obvious instruments in the orchestra.
I noticed that you didn't mention maracas.
Yeah.
Seems to be your instrument. That's why you're here tonight.
Well, actually, the maracas are used not so often because it's a relatively new instrument. It's basically an instrument that is mostly part of the Latin American tradition, you know, like Cuban music, and mostly in salsa. And in Venezuela, it's huge because it's part of the traditional ensemble of traditional music of Venezuela. So that's how I became so familiar with the maracas because I grew up listening to that sound.
That's a great way to put it because when I think of the maracas, I do think of a more casual setting, music around the house, maybe a more traditional folk kind of music.
Yeah.
But I don't ever think of the maracas with the symphony. How do you blend them together?
Yeah, well, it's only a few composers like, you know, George Gershwin and Bernstein have used maracas. You know, in pieces like, for example, Gershwin uses on his famous piece called "Cuban Overture," because, you know, it's Cuban. You know, it's. So he uses a maracas there, and Bernstein also uses a maracas in a West Side Story.
Uh-huh.
So because it's all, you know, associated with Puerto Rico and Latin American music. But other than that, the maracas is not used very much, you know, except for a lot of Latin composers that are starting to using it more and more.
Do you find it's the idea of using traditional folk music like maracas or folk instruments, that you're finding it moving out of just Latin American composers or Latin American music and being used in sort of crossovers to...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I guess when a composer start, you know, discovering the sounds that those instruments make and they get really interested about. And the thing is, you know, sometimes, for example, with the maracas, you can do rhythms that can be done with a snare drum too. So you can basically substitute. So then it becomes an issue of preference or colors, and the composer might want to use a maracas instead of a snare drum, you know. Another instrument that is very popular now is the cajon, which is it comes from the Peruvian region, you know, and it's also sometimes used instead of a snare drum.
Okay.
And sometimes instead of the maracas, actually in the Venezuelan music. So it's also becoming very, very popular.
So some of the more indigenous instruments are replacing snare drums and timpanis and other things like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, right?
So talk about the concerto you're going to do this week, Saturday and Monday. You're performing as part of it. Talk about what we should expect from this performance.
The concerto for maracas, you know, every time I talk to people about, you know, concerto for maracas, it sounds kind of odd because it's like the maracas, they don't play melody, you know, it's just rhythm. But what is very interesting about this concerto is, first of all, I'm standing in the front of the orchestra. And I think big part of it is visual, too, about the, all the choreography, all these things I do with my hands and, you know, and shaking the maracas. That's also a cool part of the concerto. Yeah. But musically, I mean, I think the orchestration is very brilliant, you know. And that's what, you know, it gives the whole concerto the final product, you know. Like, and I think the orchestral part is very difficult, too. And when you add the maracas to it, then everything makes sense, you know.
Well, the concerto will be on stage on Saturday at Wentz Hall in Naperville and Monday at the Symphony Center as part of the Chicago Sinfonietta show, BYOB, Bring Your Own Beat. Now, I see you got your maracas out here.
Yeah.
What's special about these? Are these, like, custom-made for you, or did you pick these up at, like, the folks music store?
No, these are actually traditional Venezuelan maracas, and they are actually made in Venezuela, and... Actually, these ones are very famous. You know, the person that makes these maracas is known in the whole world for making these maracas.
Wow.
And I actually didn't know he lived in my hometown until I came to the United States and I started finding out about these maracas. And then I found out that the guy lives in my hometown.
Where's your hometown?
It's a small town. It's called Guanare. And it's in the plain region in Venezuela.
And so you're seeing all this, like, it's coming from there, and you're like, I was a block away from there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, you know, the next time I went back to Venezuela, after I find out, I just, you know, contacted him, and he's the most humble guy, super nice, and, you know, he showed me a bunch of maracas. He showed me, you know, the first, you know, basically the basics about playing maracas, and that's how I really got into it. And we have become friends. He's in late 70s now, but his maracas are known all around the world. I mean, this is pretty amazing.
All right, let's hear some of this.
Yeah. So let's see. I'm gonna get a little bit away from this because these are loud.
It's loud. Okay.
But so basically the maracas, you know, you can just shake them. You know, this is the kind of sounds you make with it. So you can, you know, rattle like.
That's great.
Yeah.
I have limited maracas experience.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever doing anything like that. I would go, just those in the background and try to keep up with the beat. So BYOB, Bring Your Own Beat. You want people to bring percussive instruments to this. I mean, do you want it to be anything special or anything that you can really bang on?
Basically anything you can bang in, you know, and that's the amazing thing about percussion, you know, and you know, the percussion is in the professional orchestras, you know, like, you know, the Chicago Symphony, the Atlanta Symphony, are highly trained musicians, you know, and sometimes, you know, and I really have a lot of respect, you know, for the percussionists because, you know, I am a clarinetist, you know, that's what my career is based on. You know, I just play maracas on the side, you know, because that's part of, you know, I grew up with that. But, you know, as a clarinetist, I just focus on one thing, you know, on the clarinet. Whereas, you know, the percussionists, you know, they have so many instruments. Basically, anything you can hit could be a percussion instrument.
Right.
You know,
right.
And sometimes composers use, you know, like brake drums, you know, from a cars. You know, they use an anvil. You know, they use anything that this sounds great. Let's use this. You know, and most people might think that it's just, you know, it's just about hitting it. You know, but it's not just about hitting. It's how you hit it. You know, and how you can make it sound great. And that's the amazing thing about percussionists, you know, like especially the highly trained ones, that they know how to, you know, make music actually with these instruments. So And that's, I think that's the fun part of this, you know, this concert, mm-hmm. that, you know, bringing whatever you can hit, you know.
Well, it's also the community, right?
Exactly.
I mean, just the idea that everybody together is not only watching the symphony, but being a part of it. That's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, you know, trying to make something together and just having all these sounds mixed, you know. It's great. I just walked past, you know, in a corner here, like, there was a group of like five musicians, you know, just, and the guy was playing, instead of a drum set, he had, you know, just tops, you know, mm-hmm. and he sounded great. It was awesome, you know? So it's like,
I hope you're referring to the Bucket Boys in town. You should go find the Bucket Boys right now, Michigan Avenue, if you want to see.
I've seen it before.
Percussion. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know, that's pretty amazing. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Alcides Rodriguez is with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
He's a maracas player. He's also a clarinetist, and he will be performing as part of the Concerto for Maracas at the BYOB show, which is Bring Your Own Beat. As part of the Chicago Sinfonietta. It'll be at Wentz Hall in Naperville on Saturday, and that's going to be at the Chicago Symphony Center on Monday. Are you excited to play that room?
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. It's like, you know, for any musician, just playing in that room is just amazing, you know. Just for me, it's like, this is the Chicago Symphony, you know, hall, so I'm going to be just standing up right there, so...
There you go. Well, Alcides, thanks so much for coming in and playing the maracas.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Have a great show. Yeah.